The number of cases of COVID-19 in Arkansas continues to rise, with an additional 697 positive tests reported in the most recent 24-hour monitoring period. Seven separate counties reported more than 25 cases, including 79 new cases in Washington County, 67 in Benton County, 40 in Sebastian County. There were an additional three deaths, meaning 240 Arkansans have now died from the virus. A number Governor Hutchinson says he pays particular attention to, the number of hospitalizations also increasing, up by 19 during the most recent 24 hours. At today's press briefing, the governor announced a pair of steps to attempt to slow the spread of the virus. He says he's asking for a doubling of the number of contact tracers for the state from 350 to 700.
This will be, in round numbers, an additional cost of $22 million. I'll be asking the CARE Steering Committee to consider that additional funding, as well as the General Assembly and the appropriation process. But that is absolutely essential as we look at cases that come up or increase in different parts of the state. We have to have these resources to follow up with our contact tracing.
The governor says the state will also further step up testing. There have already been 125,000 tests conducted in the state in June. And next month, the governor says the goal is 180,000 tests, equivalent to 6% of the state's population. Cases in correctional facilities are going up. There was a significant increase at the Ouachita River Correctional Facility in Hot Spring County. There are 5,567 active cases of COVID-19 in the state. Though Washington and Benton counties reported 79 and 67 new cases, the governor says there may be signs of improvement in Northwest Arkansas, since those actually represent fewer new cases than the previous few days. But the governor says even if Northwest Arkansas may be doing better, other counties are seeing increases.
But you also see new areas of challenge in various parts of the state. Sebastian County has been having an increase, as well as Crawford County, I believe it was yesterday. So those are areas that we have to watch as well.
Arkansas's rising number of cases has put the state on additional lists by other states that make those states' residents quarantine after visiting Arkansas. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut have joined Kansas in making that designation.
Well, obviously we've got work to do in the state, and we're going to do the work to reduce the spread. And, I don't know what other states they've added. Whenever you look at the list of states that are increasing, you've got Arizona, you've got Florida, you've got Texas. So in Arkansas, we really move beyond that because, we want everybody to be careful. And this is really an important reminder that as you travel for summer vacation somewhere, you got to be careful where you're going, what you're doing, and what steps you take when you come back.
At the briefing, the governor was asked why he thinks Arkansas is seeing a weeks-long surge of cases. The governor says he thinks there are several factors for the increase.
As we've pointed out before, we have a large percent of our cases that come in a minority populations that are heavily engaged in the food industry and the processing industry, and that's a large part of our reason for increase in cases. I don't know whether other states have that level of concentration or not, but it's also a matter of timing. You've seen other states. Louisiana had the fastest growing level of cases there. You've got Mississippi that's growing. You got Florida that now is spiking. You got California. No one sheltered under place more heavily and with more restrictions in California, but yet they're spiking up. And so to me, it really indicates that, this is flowing across the United States at different times and in different ways, but no state is immune from it. That's what we've seen. And so New York, hopefully they won't have a second wave in New York, but they had a really tough first wave. That we all learn from.
Yesterday, Dr. Smith reported about a quarter of the cases in Northwest Arkansas have been in people who work in the poultry industry. The governor says he doesn't consider it an option to close poultry facilities.
Yes, they should remain open. They're a vital part of our food chain, not just in Arkansas, but across our nation. and they have gone to very extraordinary lengths to do testing, to do their own tracing when as needed, and to put their facilities in compliance and even above that with the public health requirements. They've worked closely with the Department of Health.
Press briefings can be viewed in their entirety at the governor's YouTube page. You can also follow how the pandemic is unfolding in our region and state at the COVID-19 update page at KUAF.com and through the weekday morning newscast with Antoinette Grajeda at 5:30 and 7:30 on 91.3 and through the community spotlight with Pete Hartman at 6:30 and 8:30 each weekday morning. On tomorrow's community spotlight, details about a Friday drive-through testing opportunity at Northwest Arkansas Community College. The Oklahoma State Department of Health is reporting there have been more than 11,000 cases in that state with 372 deaths. Oklahoma officials report 482 new cases in the most recent testing period. According to reporting from the Washington Post, Oklahoma is one of four states to record a new single-day high within the past 24 hours and one of nine states, along with Missouri, to report a new seven-day rolling average high today. And Fayetteville is canceling the Gulley Park Concert Series for 2020 due to concerns about the spread of COVID-19. The city also announced it will not open the Wilson Park swimming pool at all this summer for the same reason.